Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Kyle Ireland, and alongside me today, I wanted to bring in someone who not only has experience at the college coaching level, but also in the National Football League. He's the one and only, the legend, Dennis Erickson. Coach Erickson, happy to have you on the podcast today. Welcome aboard, and it's nice to talk to you.
You bet. My pleasure.
Well, Coach, I wanted to have you on because not only do you have experience, and Utah fans of the University of Utah are going to be happy about this podcast because we're going to talk about some former Utes in the NFL, and you coached these players when you were at the University of Utah, you know, from 2013 to 2016 as the assistant head coach and running backs coach, co-offensive coordinator during your time up on the Hill. But you also had success, you know, throughout your time in the college ranks, but also in the National Football League, and someone who Utah fans have been following throughout the last 2 decades now is Urban Meyer. He was just named the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach earlier in the week. And this is Urban's first experience in the NFL after coaching in college football. You know, he coached at not only Utah, Bowling Green, but won national championships like you did at Florida and Ohio State. I wanted to get your perspective on what this move means for Urban, because he's had success at the college level at the highest degree, but now he's taking that step up into the NFL. What do you think are the biggest differences that he's going to face between the college game and the NFL?
Well, there's a couple differences. There's no question about it. It's, you know, it's not about recruiting. You know, it's about draft picks, and you're going to get players that you want, but maybe there are going to be times you're not going to have the best players. It's a little different world as far as that is concerned. But the biggest difference is that everything's pretty even. I mean, you're going to have your great teams, as we're seeing in the playoffs now, but everybody else is pretty even. So I think coaching is very, very important. There's no question about that. The biggest thing is that the NFL player, if you can teach them some things to make them better, they're going to listen. You can't lie to them or tell them stories. They know. So if you can help them as a coach and as a staff get better and get a chance to go to the Super Bowl, they're going to listen to everything you got to say. I don't believe in the saying that a lot of people say that they don't listen when they become NFL players. That's not true at all. They listen and they want to win. They talk about money. But to me, it's more about pride. So, but it is a difference. Everything's a little bit evener, and so that makes a big difference. You know, some places you coach in college, you got better players than everybody else. In the NFL, you don't. I know Urban, and I know what he's doing. He needs to have total control of the organization. To me, that's the key. I did not have that. You know, I did at Seattle a little bit, but not at San Francisco. He's got to have the final say. Obviously, the owner has the final say. But he's got to have the final say on personnel, who they draft, and all those things, because it's his team. And he's the one that's got to make that decision. If he has that, then he's got a chance to win. You look at the good franchises over the year, that's what, you know, happened. New England, for example, Belichick has a final say on everything. And I see that Urban has that by reading what I read about his contract. So the other thing is, don't change. Sometimes you come in, you come from college, you think you got to change, you got to do different things. Don't. Do what you believe. Do what you believe offensively and defensively. Do believe what the same thing that you did in college. There's a little bit more maturity, obviously, but you can deal with that. And that's one of Urban's strengths. You know, I mean, he's handled teams from Utah or Bowling Green to Utah to wherever he went. He's been successful. So he's got to be the guy in that franchise. And then the other thing is, how much money does a franchise have, and how much money does the owner want to spend? Looks like to me Jacksonville's a tremendous thing, as you know, as far as that goes. And maybe more importantly than anything is, you've got to have a quarterback. And you got to have a quarterback that's really good in order to be real successful. And you look at the teams that are in the playoffs, and you look at their quarterbacks, they're the best, and that's why they're there. And the other thing, from the bottom up, you've got to be really good on defense because there's a lot of good offensive players. But in the NFL on defense, it's a little different than college. If you're good on defense, you've got a chance to win. Everybody scores so many points in college football now. But in the NFL, they do. They're kind of going to the college game a little bit, as you can see. But the good teams win on defense.
So you mentioned their quarterback money that the team has. So you've got Jacksonville. Team record was 1-15 last season. You know, worst record in the NFL. But you look at what they have moving forward. They've got the number one overall draft pick. A lot of people think that they're going to take Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson with that pick. To pair along with Urban Meyer. Urban's obviously had the chance as a college football analyst for the last couple of years to study Trevor Lawrence's game at Clemson at a high level. But then you look at the cap space that they have. How quick do you think Urban can turn around a program like Jacksonville that really hasn't had a ton of success in recent years? They went to the AFC title game a couple of years ago, but that really has been the only success that franchise has had in a long time.
I think it's a perfect situation. I know Urban's had other chances of going to the National Football League. There's no question about it. But this franchise, Jacksonville, it's a great area, as we all know. They've got some good young players. They'll continue to get better. They don't have any move but to go up. And now he can build it from the bottom up. There's got to be patience. College football is getting bad enough as far as hiring and firing guys and not giving them enough time. The NFL is worse. So they've got to make sure that they give him 5 years to get that thing where it needs to be. And it won't take him that long, but he's got to have some time so he can build his own program and, you know, deal with the scouts and the people in personnel, but he still has a final say. And he knows what he's got to do to win. Learn how to win is no different in the NFL than it is in college. And then he's got to hire a good staff. He's got to have a mixture of guys that have coached in the NFL and just good coaches, you know, that believe in what he's doing and he believes in them. And got to have a great defensive coordinator, a great offensive coordinator. And then you work from there as far as position coaches and sometimes guys that have played in the league or have been coaches in the league or head coaches in the league. You do have to have some guys that are a little bit experienced in the NFL, but not a lot. I mean, college coaches can come in and coach and be very, very successful as assistants. You see it all the time. So you've got to have a heck of a staff. You've got to have a great owner, which from what I see, the owner has a lot of money. You say they've got cap space. So there's some room for them to move. I think they've got some talent. I thought 2 years ago they were pretty darn good. So, and he's looked at it. He knows. He wouldn't take that job unless he had the opportunity to be successful.
He's Coach Dennis Erickson, a great all-time head coach at the college level, won national championships with the University of Miami, but also spent time in the NFL as a head coach of the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers. Coach, I wanted to ask you, what were some of the things that you tried? I mean, maybe especially from your move in the 90s when you went from Miami, Florida to the Seattle Seahawks. You made that jump from college to the NFL. What were some of the things that you tried in your first seasons in the NFL that didn't replicate from the college game, didn't work at the NFL level that you tried to bring over from college?
Well, the NFL on defense, they've got edge rushers that are tremendous athletes. And what happens is you can't have an open side. In other words, you can't have a tackle sitting out there all day with no help. And, you've got to have help. So you learn that stuff. But I had some NFL people with me. Probably the biggest mistake I made, and I can kick myself in the rear end right now about that, is when I was at Miami and the other places I was at in college, you know, we've started the one back in the places that I've been and have been. And we spread them out. We were one of the first that ever spread them out, you know, in college football. And we had great deal of success every place that I was at. And when we went to Seattle, I got talked into doing the old NFL two-back stuff instead of staying what I really believed in. And to me, that was the biggest mistake I made when I made the move. I should have just done what I'd done, what I knew real well, and then, you know, put it in with different coaches to balance it out pretty well. The defense wasn't the problem, but when we did start spreading them out, we were very successful because nobody knew how to play it in those days. Now everybody's doing it. But the biggest thing is do what you believe, and I know Urban will. He's got a lot of confidence in himself, as we all know, and he does an extremely good job. So he's going to do what he believes in. And to me, that's the most important thing. And but it's different. I mean, it's different. The speed of the game is an unbelievable change. I was at the University of Miami before I went. That might have been the fastest football team in college football every year I was there. Well, when we went to Seattle and to the NFL in general, the speed of the game just picked up. So those are things that you got to learn. And that's why he's got to have some guys that have been in the league, you know, to help him and kind of guide him in some of the things that are different than in the National Football League than there are in college. Not that many, but there are some things.
What would you say is the toughest thing that Urban's going to face in the NFL and then also the easiest thing for him in this transition?
Well, the easiest thing is he's a good football coach, and he'll have total respect from that locker room to start out with the day that he's there, which is already there, the day he talks to his team, will be the easiest thing for him. The hardest thing is every game's a war. There is no easy Sundays, and there is no team that you're going to walk in and beat. Just there is none. Even if the team's, you know, 0-13. I mean, the Jets hadn't won a game, and they won about three in a row against teams that, you know, that probably should have beat them. So, you know, you got 16 games in the playoffs and a lot of games. It's a long, long, long season. That's another thing that they'll find out. You know, it's not 12 games or the bowl and having time off and all that. It's 16 straight games with one bye. So you got to get used to that. And you got to understand personnel. And you do in college. But if you have a great player or two or three great players, let's say on offense, you got to find a way to get them the ball. And the other team's good, too. I mean, they coach. You don't have to coach very many people in the NFL, if any. But matchups are the key. And he knows football. It's not even about that. But he also has a lot of respect from, I'm sure, all the players in the NFL. So I think it'll be an easy transition. When you go in, I know I came back from Miami and won, you know, two national championships for 6 years and didn't lose very many games. And the biggest thing for me is that first, the speed of the game, the first time you play, not an exhibition game or preseason game, but a real game. I'll tell you what, the speed just picks up, and it's kind of a shocking thing, to be very honest with you.
Last thing before I set you loose, Coach, and I appreciate your time today, is I wanted to talk to you about a couple of former players at the University of Utah, guys that you recruited, helped coach there on the Hill in Salt Lake City, and that's Tyler Huntley and Zach Moss. Now, Zach and Tyler, they had the chance to play against each other in the AFC divisional round. Unfortunately, Zach was injured and wasn't able to play in that game, but Tyler Huntley saw some action in the fourth quarter after Lamar Jackson went out with a concussion. I thought that Tyler played pretty effectively, almost led them to a touchdown drive there, and he could have possibly had another one had the wind not been picking up in Buffalo, had Hollywood Brown wide open there. But I look at the transition that these two guys have had from the University of Utah all the way to the end of their rookie years here now after a year of playing in the NFL. And what has the jump been like for those two players? Because it seems like, you know, you look at Zach Moss, all-time leading rusher at the University of Utah. Tyler Huntley was so efficient his senior year, one of the best college quarterbacks a year ago. And it seems like their games have really translated over to the NFL quite well. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, without a question. You know, just to start out with Zach, you know, started playing from the very first game. And, you know, he was drafted by them. He was in their plans. I watched him every game that I could watch him. And, you know, he's a physical runner. He's a guy that's going to be successful, and he has been. He's a good pass protector, and he catches the football. And he had a great year. Unfortunately, he did get hurt last week in that game. And I'm real proud of how he's playing. He's always been a guy that loves the game, and it shows, because you got to love it if you play in that league. Tyler, on the other hand, I was so proud of him yesterday. I mean, you got to be kidding me. He's on the practice squad. He's been off and on the practice squad, you know, ever since he got there. And I think it was McSorley was a backup guy. He got hurt. And so Tyler has been the second quarterback for the last 5 weeks. And for him to come in that situation, and I've been in Buffalo, and that wind in that stadium is the most unbelievable thing you'll ever see. I remember the first time we played there when I was the Seahawks, and Buffalo decided that they wanted to toss and they wanted to kick, and I couldn't figure it out. So they kicked into the wind, kicked it high, and it blew back about 15 yards, and they recovered it. That's how bad the wind is there. But for him to come in and do what he did, yeah, he missed a long one, but the wind's blowing and it wasn't that far, but he took him down there. I mean, he completed passes. He had a couple drops on him. God dang, for a guy that's his first NFL game, and to come in that pressure situation, to me, is unbelievable. Now, he's proven a lot of things to coaches and scouts in the NFL, believe me, just in that period of time, because he's a winner. He loves the game, and he understands the game. And, those are two guys that I was able to recruit out of Miami to go to Utah, and I'm just really proud of how they're playing.
Coach, I would be remiss if I didn't get your Super Bowl pick. Who are you going with in the Super Bowl? Who's going to make it out of the NFC? Who's going to make it out of the AFC? And who's going to win it all?
Well, I believe it's going to be Green Bay against Kansas City, in my opinion. And two great quarterbacks. And we'll see what happens. I mean, Buffalo's playing well. You got New Orleans. I mean, it's hard to predict that. And that's why I just watch and don't pick. But people that are listening to this, I'm not very good at picking football, so don't worry about me, okay?
He's the one and only, the great Dennis Erickson, national championship-winning coach at the college level, also coached in the NFL for the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers. Appreciate your time, Coach, and thanks for joining the Yards After College podcast today.
You bet.